I'm Henry Morgan. You were expecting maybe Horst Jankowski? Well, Horst is in the background, and right after he plays So What's New, we'll be discussing UFOs on Monitor. As UFOs go, or don't go, depending on your convictions, people can be divided into three groups, the believers, the I-don't-knows, and the non-believers. I'm an I-don't-know, verging on non-belief. August Roberts, a photographer from Wayne, New Jersey, leaves no doubt about what group he's in when interviewed in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, by Monitor reporter Tom Gilmore.
What about UFOs, August C. Roberts? Do you believe in them?
It's going to surprise you. I do not believe that such things as flying saucers do exist. I know they exist.
You know they exist. How do you know?
Because with my own two eyes, I saw one in 1952 on the government skywatch tower doing civil defense work in Jersey City, New Jersey. I saw a machine in the sky, not a light, but a solid machine, just like you would see an airplane or anything else. And this was a round, circular object, somewhere around 50 to 100 foot in diameter, flat, with a spinning rim spinning in a counterclockwise direction, a dot in the center. As the rim turned a little faster, the colors changed, and we watched this anywhere from 3 to 5 minutes. Now, you will say maybe that, can we prove it? Well, we have radar reports on it. I myself heard a two-star general say that something was up there. This is from the Civil Defense Filter Center. Two other Skywatch stations saw it. The papers reported thousands of people also saw this thing, and it was reported in one of our local papers. And as far as I am concerned, this thing was there. It is real. It is a solid machine. Where it comes from, I do not know.
What did the Air Force say?
As far as I'm concerned, they're lying like crazy. They have to lie to the public because they cannot tell them that something foreign or something strange is there. If they were to do this, you would probably have a panic like you had in 1938 with the Orson Welles scare, where Orson Welles, using the H.G. Wells story, War of the Worlds, panicked the public with this particular story.
Do you think then that the Air Force would come out and say that they are flying saucers or they are this or that, that it would panic the people today in the United States?
Well, I would say it would panic quite a number of people. Pity the poor man who knows absolutely nothing to get hit with this, to say that something, say, from another planet is here. I don't say they do, but something from another planet is here, and they look different than we do. As an example, when you see a spider running around on the floor in your house, the first thought that comes to your mind is, kill it. Now, if somebody comes from another planet, they may look different than us. I don't know. And the first thought that would come to our mind is kill him or kill it.
August C. Roberts, freelance photographer from Wayne, New Jersey. Thank you very much for visiting with him.
Thank you.
A few minutes from now, we'll be hearing from another gentleman with some definite opinions on UFOs. Right now, let's listen to this new tune. It's called The Dawn of Sorrow. The artists call themselves the New Society.
Behold the sun in all its crimson glow of night. And even so hath all thy love for me lost all its light. Lost all its light. Oh, world. And now the darkness will be gone tomorrow.
It's 15 minutes after the hour. That's the consensus of several very accurate monitor timepieces. Back shortly on the Monitor Beacon.
Stop a minute and think about your favorite dream. A beautiful old farm, college for your children, a summer vacation. Whatever your dream for the future may be, you can help make it come true by saving with United States Savings Bonds. Bonds are better than ever now, paying 4.15% when held to maturity. So sign up to buy them regularly on the payroll savings plan where you work. Only 63 cents a day will buy a $25 Series E bond each month. When your bonds reach maturity, now in only 7 years, they'll be worth $4 for every three you invest now. 40 months of payroll saving, and you'll have bonds worth $1,000 at maturity. Even more if you hold them longer. Now dream. Go ahead, because dreams can come true for people who save with United States Savings Bonds. Buy the new improved Series E bonds where you work or where you bank.
Morgan for Monitor. And to return to the subject of UFOs, unidentified flying objects, which, according to our Air Force, are very few in number because our Air Force has identified most of the unusual sightings in the skies, we're going to hear from Hayden Hughes. Mr. Hughes is the director of a private investigative group called Interplanetary Intelligence of UFOs. He was interviewed by Tom Gilmore of KOCY, Oklahoma City.
Now, I know, Hayden Hughes, that a lot of sightings or stories of such sightings in the past have been ruled out as hoax, but your latest investigation on some other sightings would bring new evidence to light pertaining to sightings several years ago. Do you put it all together and they spell lookout UFOs here?
Yes, and a good example of this, and one of recent importance nationally, is the fact that last March there was a man in Florida by the name of Reeves who encountered a UFO. A robot-type being came out of the craft. He stated that he thought it took pictures because it flashed from a small device near him. And We have photographs of the footprints that this alien left behind, the landing indentations that were alleged made by the craft, even pieces of paper that were obtained from him. The alien got in the craft and flew off. Now, first investigations, we ruled it to be a hoax. Then a little over a year later, here with our August wave last year, when there were thousands of UFO reports in about a week's time all over the central United States, there was a photograph obtained in Tulsa, Oklahoma, by a 14-year-old newspaper boy by the name of Alan Smith.
This is the one that was in Life magazine.
Yes. It was picked up by the Oklahoma Journal here in Oklahoma City. They researched it, pronounced it to be authentic, that it was an oval-shaped craft or disc-shaped on angle. It was divided into three segments with a dark black band across it.
What did the Air Force say about this particular sighting now?
Well, I forward information to Project Blue Book, which is the Air Force investigation. There were congressional hearings held in Washington, D.C. on the subject of UFOs. As a result, Chairman Rivers was urged by Secretary of Defense Brown that the photographs that appeared in the Life article, that an Air Force evaluation should be run. As a result, Colonel Dwight Dismore requested the negative from the journal, and an official Air Force governmental investigation took place. Now, their findings showed that it is the first photograph out of the thousands obtained that they cannot explain. Now, they admit, the Air Force, that they cannot explain it, that it is an object in the sky approximately 30 feet in diameter and less than a mile from the camera. This Tulsa photograph gives us a key, a clue to go back and investigate, reopen the files on the cases that are similar to it. So I'm not to say, although I will say that this is an important piece of evidence that has been added. UFOs have been reported since man's history on Earth, and if we can help through my organization to clear up that mystery. Now, we're not trying to prove any one thing, just add what information we can and then inform the general public as to what we have uncovered and let them draw their own conclusions. If I can get the average person just to think open-mindedly about UFOs and to consider the many possibilities before they draw their conclusions or jump to the conclusions, just to think like I'm trying to do, then I feel like I've accomplished something.
Thank you, Hayden Hughes, Director of the Interplanetary Intelligence of Unidentified Flying Objects. This is Tom Gilmore in Oklahoma City.
Well, I still don't know. I think, the way Mr. Hughes suggested, and what I think is, if these people from outer space, if that's what they are so brilliant, why are they always landing in a potato patch or a swamp and taking pictures? Personally, I'd like to see Paris, Tokyo, something. It's pretty egocentric, too, to think of ourselves as the only life in the universe. On the other hand, if some of our humanoid cousins are buzzing this landing strip, wish they'd say hello or sing a song or something. You suppose they have a Frank Sinatra type?
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your head and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath the blue umbrella sky. Softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone. disguise his lullaby through nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind. The summer wind, warm summer wind, the summer wind.
Summer, winter, fall and spring. NBC's emphasis is for all seasons. You'll hear a variety of timely and topical features on almost every subject under the sun on NBC's continuing weekday series. The emphasis team includes Tom Pettit and Ed Newman, Bill Cullen, Sander Van Oker, and beginning on Monday, Dr. Joyce Brothers. They're just some of the NBC personalities who have something to say and know how to say it. Monday through Friday on NBC's Emphasis. And here's Al Caiola with Duel at Diablo. Monitor News feature. This is the time of year when most of us think, wouldn't it be great if we bought all our Christmas stuff now and didn't have to think about it? And then, of course, we do it December 23rd or 4th. But somebody is thinking about the upcoming Christmas, and here to tell us about it is Ellie Abel, NBC News, London.
It's 3 months to Christmas. Not a moment too soon for those who delight in choosing out-of-the-way gifts for the man who has everything. Mink-lined sauna baths are out this year, and the market for electric beer can openers is glutted. So it's back to the old drawing board, and a brand new British blueprint for separating Americans from the folding stuff, the work of London's Savoy Hotel. A recent communique from the Savoy puts the message this way. Each year at this time, corporation presidents, chairmen, and managing directors are deciding what Christmas bonuses should be paid and to whom. A present of cash is great, says the Savoy, but does cash truly reflect your firm's appreciation of a job well done by your senior people? Wouldn't you like to reward them with something just a little different, a little luxurious, a little interesting, something they will remember for the rest of their lives? Only a churl would say no. Unwrap the gift package the Savoy people have in mind. First-class passage on the Queen Mary, leaving New York December 15th. Then 14 nights in London through January 2nd, and a first-class flight back to New York on the 3rd. The package includes breakfasts in bed, guided tours of London in what the Savoy chooses to call private luxury coaches, Christmas and New Year's Eve parties, red or white wine with every meal, no extra charge for coffee, afternoon tea each day, champagne and flowers in your room, 4 theater tickets per person on the nights and the theaters of your choosing, a basket of fruit on Boxing Day, that's December 26th, and a corsage for each lady on New Year's Eve, not to mention a fancy cigar lighter for each guest, indelibly inscribed, The Savoy, London, 1966. The price tag, $2,000 a head, or $3,500 a couple. Now there is a gift for the man who has everything. Ellie Abel, NBC News, London.
Nope. I want the cash. Bug. And wherever you're traveling in this big land, you can enjoy Monitor. In Shreveport, Louisiana, people hear us on KRMD. The us right now is Henry Morgan.
Monitor, your coast-to-coast information service on the NBC Radio Network.